listening to Awaken to Deliver, an Awakened Ministries podcast created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores how goodness serves as a testimony to the world. The way we live, the choices we make, and the goodness we display should all point people to Jesus. Our faith isn't meant to be hidden. It's meant to shine brightly, drawing others to the truth of the gospel. Our key verse is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Your light must shine before people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. So far, we have explored the goodness of God and learned that goodness is not just an admirable quality. It is a command. Today, we take a step further. Goodness is not just for our benefit. It's a testimony to the world. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, that your light must shine before people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. This verse reveals a powerful truth. Our goodness should make people look to God, not to us. The way we live, speak, and interact with others should reflect the character of Christ. But here's the challenge. Many people claim to follow Jesus, yet their actions don't reflect him. That's why today we are going to explore how true goodness is a testimony to the world and how we can live in a way that glorifies God and draws others to him. People are watching, whether you realize it or not. Our lives preach a message. The question is, does our life point people to Jesus or push them away? Titus chapter 2, verses 7 through 8 tells us, "In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds, with purity in doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us." Our good deeds serve as evidence of our faith. People may argue against our beliefs, but they can't argue against a transformed life. Think about Daniel in the Old Testament. He lived in a pagan nation under a corrupt government, yet his integrity and goodness set him apart. Even his enemies couldn't find anything to accuse him of. Daniel chapter 6, verse 4 says, "Then the commissioners and the satraps began trying to find a ground of accusation against Daniel regarding government affairs, but they could find no ground of accusation or evidence of corruption because he was trustworthy and no negligence or corruption was found to be in him." Imagine if we lived that way. So committed to goodness that even those who oppose us could find no fault in us. That kind of testimony is powerful. The world is full of corruption, selfishness, and evil. In a society that glorifies sin, true goodness stands out. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world." We are called to be lights in the darkness. When we choose goodness over compromise, integrity over deceit, and righteousness over selfish gain, we reflect Christ to a world that desperately needs him. But let's be real. Choosing goodness is not always easy. It often means turning the other cheek instead of retaliating, speaking truth in love instead of joining in gossip, forgiving instead of holding on to bitterness, and helping those in need instead of walking past them. It's not always convenient, but it's always worth it. Because when people see us living differently, they start to wonder why. The Bible is full of stories where acts of goodness led others to glorify God. Let's look at a few powerful examples. The first one is Joseph's integrity in Egypt. Joseph's life was marked by suffering, betrayed by his brothers, falsely accused and thrown into prison, yet he remained faithful, choosing righteousness and goodness even when no one was watching. Because of his integrity, he was elevated from a prisoner to the second most powerful man in Egypt. And when his brothers, who had sold him into slavery, came to him for help, Joseph chose goodness over revenge. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, records his response to them. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to keep many people alive." His goodness was a testimony to his faith in God, and through it, he was able to save an entire nation from famine. The next one is the early church's generosity. In the book of Acts, we see the early Christians living radically different from the world. Acts chapter 2, verses 44 through 47 say, "And all the believers were together and had all things in common, and they would sell their property and possessions and share them with all, to the extent that anyone had need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their numbers daily those who were being saved." Their goodness and generosity were so radical that people were drawn to Christ. Their lives were living proof that Jesus had changed them. What if our churches lived this way today? What if we were so generous, so compassionate, and so committed to goodness that people couldn't help but take notice? If goodness is a testimony, then we must ask ourselves, what kind of testimony are we giving? Are we living in a way that makes people want to know Jesus? Or are we blending in with the world so much that they see no difference? Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 through 6 challenges us. "Conduct yourself with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Your speech must always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person." The way we live and speak should draw people in, not push them away. This means treating others with kindness, even when they don't deserve it. Being honest and trustworthy, even when no one is watching. Serving others selflessly, just as Jesus did. Because when we do these things, our lives become a reflection of the gospel. Here is a challenge for you today. I want you to think of one way that you can actively live out goodness today as a testimony to those around you. Whether it's helping someone in need or speaking encouragement or showing kindness to a different person, make an intentional effort to let your light shine. Goodness is more than just doing the right thing. It's a testimony that points people to Jesus. It's a world of darkness that we are called to shine in. Tomorrow, we will explore how goodness overcomes evil and why choosing righteousness leads to victory in spiritual battles. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon, All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.